This is Judith Conrad with Mount Shasta Magic, broadcasting from the foot of Mount Shasta, a beautiful spiritual mountain about 14,162 feet. And we hope it's not increasing. We like it just the way it is. My name is Judith Conrad, and I am a spiritual teacher. I am a coach. I coach people on life coaching, spiritual coaching, media coaching, mastermind coaching, marketing coaching, you name it, and that's what I do. I love to do radio. I love to do television. Let me give you the reading that is here for today. It is a 12-card reading, and I just like to have you think of your question, or better yet, just be open to what the possibilities are for whatever's going on in your life right here, right now. The first card is the Knight of Discs. This is a mastery card. It represents an old soul as the male or someone who has masculine energy. That is one meaning. Number two, it is the highest manifesting card in the cards that I'm using, and the cards I use are the Crowley deck, the Thoth deck. I've been using this for about, I guess it's 25 years now. And so I still have a lot to master as far as learning these cards. And to call myself a master at this point, I can't. But, we're about manifesting at the present time. This is the 15th of January of the year 2007. We're into the new year, into the month of January, just enough to know what's going on. Our second card in the subconscious is the Death card. Oh, yes, whatever we have stirred up in the year 2006, it is now time to let it go bye-bye, to death it, to let it become more aware of what it is that we've stirred up, to allow it to in the subconscious, to let it come forth, to know that certain things are just not authentic. Some of the dreams we thought were ours are just not our dreams. They were somebody else's. Maybe they were karmic that we came to complete. And to realize that is just too small for where we're going. The third card, the Three of Swords, Sorrow. Yes, many things have or will be going away. Many things, maybe people will be dying. Belief systems or the dreams are dying, and we may be sorrowful about that, but we're here to complete those. And this is influencing many things that we're here to manifest. So the Knight of Discs then is to get that larger vision of what's here for us. The fourth card, which is the foundation of the reading, the Prince of Swords. The Prince is young energy, just so sparkling, sizzling, and he is sitting in a chariot. He has his Sword of Truth raised up. He's wearing this green outfit, which represents new creative ideas that are coming in. Actually, they're ideas that are very old, but you're getting an enthusiasm about them. And this is the foundation. We're putting down the pylons. We're putting down the foundation of our skyscraper, of our bridge. We're putting it down deep into the rocks. And our foundation would be the three options that the Prince is cutting loose on. Three potent ideas, or three people that we'd like to bring into our tribe or our group or whatever. The fifth card, which is the past. Nine of Swords, self-cruelty. How do we build a case against other people around us and beating ourselves up at the same time, bringing ourselves into, victim, martyr. I could have done this, the shoulda, woulda, coulda. If anything, anyone did not complete a contract with us, if they signed up with a contract, let's say, and they felt that they weren't getting what they were supposed to get, it was because Spirit orchestrated that whole thing. For example, I know when I'm working with people in coaching, I may, you know, the, we may start out and it becomes very obvious to one of us that there's no place to go because I cannot be in, I can't, you know, support someone if they can't get the dream themselves. In other words, codependency is not one of the things that I'm going to do with that person. My whole purpose in coaching people, working with them, is to for them to realize their aha, their magnificence, and put feet underneath it. I'll help them put feet under it. That's what I am here to do. The sixth card, which is the present, Queen of Discs, having it all. Right now, I believe that that's what's in front of every one of you out there, of having it all. She sits in an oasis, and she has everything she could ever desire. And even though this is on the physical plane, discs representing the pentacles or the all, it's really more than the physical of having all of the, you know, the accoutrements of everything that, you know, having the car, the television, and all of that. It's much, much more. And yet she sits and she looks in the past. From this place of being in the present, in the now, to see how far she's come or how far you've come. The seventh card is the future card. It's the Seven of Swords futility. It's the what if. What if? Because we've got that death card in the subconscious. There's always a worry about, well, what if my partner dies? What if this happens? What if I lose my job? What if I don't have a retirement? Well, when we're coming from that place, we are no longer in the now. We're trying to project from the fears of the past. And so it just doesn't work. The number eight card is the Four of Cups, luxury. Ooh, that's our mental attitude. Keep our heart open and keep going and keep, you know, when we're in the now, things are so exciting. Oh my gosh, I get so excited just thinking about it. That every area of our life just keeps expanding and expanding. Anytime we start going back into the self-doubt, into the futility, I'm not going to do anything, I'm going to let them come to me, we're going into victim. So just keep your heart open and just keep moving. Operating full out. The number nine card in our environment is the Priestess. Everything that is for us is in its final form. That is, all of the flowers on this card are in full bloom. The crystals are faceted. Everything is in its finalized form. The number 10 card is our greatest hope or our greatest fear. Well, this happened to be fear. It was upside down. That's the only card I ever read upside down. I don't have time to mess around with a negative connotation of these cards. Our greatest fear is the Prince of Wands, and that is focus. Are we afraid of focusing? Are we afraid of commitment? Are we afraid of being locked into some kind of a spiritual path and we can't get out of it? It's like people who are afraid to sign a contract for 3 months. Well, what if I don't like what's going on? Well, that's just it. I want to talk to you quick as I get done with this reading. I just got something that came in from a Michael Brown. One of my friends brought it to me, and it's about a 90-day spiritual pathway. And I want to talk to you about that just as quick as I get done with this and what will come up out of this. Number 11 card is the Five of Discs. Worry, that is our final outcome. Worrying about having not enough money, not enough whatever. Well, Spirit, God, Goddess, all it is here to take care of us. When we can trust and have faith, this is what's here for us. The last card is the Queen of Swords. That is the summary card of everything. And the Queen of Swords is the mask cutter, cutting away everything that is no longer relevant to us. The old patriarchal way was work hard, have a paycheck all the time, and have a retirement and then maybe to live a couple years after you retire and that's it. Well, right now, our only job is to live full out. Full out, full out, full out. Right. Well, this is Judith Conrad, and I'm going to live full out, I'll tell you that. Well, let me talk to you about this 90-day program. I got so excited because I'm already doing that. Somehow, I guess I must have gotten the message that that's what I was supposed to be doing. So this is embracing, this is from Michael Brown, embracing a 90-day daily vibrational practice no matter what it is. So every day I'd use the tarot cards because I love them. This helps drop me into this very special grounded place. I have access to my guides and so every day I pull four cards and I sit with those four cards and I say, okay, I pulled those cards. What is the message for today? And I actually, what happens in this whole process is I open my organizer, which many of you out there I know hate organizers. You don't want to be structured. You want to just flow with the go. And to be in the now is not your idea of heaven. And so when I'm opening this organizer, I look at it and I see, okay, today is the 15th, and these are the cards that I pull for today. And I write them down and I write any special messages. Well, I've been doing this for about 15 days. I guess, yeah, 15 days. And so I went back and I read through the messages and I noticed which cards kept repeating themselves. And it's like no matter what, I'm going to pull those cards. And I'm no matter what, I'm going to be in the organizer and I'm just going to let myself reflect on what it was that I didn't do yesterday that I'm writing in the organizer for today. And I realized that yesterday I didn't do a whole lot. And so today I wrote my thank you notes for the holidays and Christmas and all of that. And I don't beat myself up for not having done it right away. I'm doing it on the most perfect day that I could ever do it. And I look at, okay, let me write down who would like a call today. So I write those down in my organizer. And I'm continuing this part as part of my daily vibrational practice. Now, for others, this is definitely not going to be the way that they want to do it. They want to meditate, and that's fine. This is my meditation. It doesn't make any difference which chosen spiritual practice you're using. It's about getting to that place, internal place, because 2007 is not about going to other people. It's going inside. So when people come to me, my only job is to help train them to get into some kind of a spiritual practice, whether it's meditation, using the cards, or whatever, so that they can go internal and not be in this victim, martyr, poor me. Because if we're in victim, martyr, and poor me, and we've always been in that, and we continue doing that, spirit just cannot allow that. That's not my job. In fact, if I try to help someone who is in victim, martyr, poor me, and try to pick them up and nurture them and help move them along without their participating, in other words, it's the participation back and forth, at the end of 3 months or 6 months, they're going to be probably no further along than they were before, unless they are in this place of co-creation. And they haven't gotten rid of the victim and martyr. Does that make sense out there to you? Okay. So 90 days, every single day of spiritual commitment, no matter what it is, consistency, consistency, consistency. And if you have just started and you've missed a day, start all over again. So I'm going to make sure I don't miss those. In the 90 days, that's about 3 months. And this is going to establish a patterning. Number one, if you're using the organizer to record that, it's going to keep you organized. Your to-do list is right there. Your telephone calls are right there. And you're very much present in the present in the present. So everything we've done in 2005, 2006 has been a rehearsal for 2007. It's over. The rehearsal is over. It is time. You, this is it. The show is here. The show goes on right now. So we set an intention that this is it. The 90 days we're doing our meditation, etc. And no excuses, but of course everything's going to want to come up to get in your way of having whatever dream spirit has for you. And by the way, God or goddess or spirit or the all has a bigger vision for us than we could ever imagine. So if we are fooling around, spirit knows you're fooling around and say, well, I'll just sit here and just kind of daydream. And yeah, and daydreaming is part of what I do too. However, it is with the commitment and the intention that I receive messages. And if I don't receive a message, it's there. It's just that it hasn't shown up exactly in that particular moment. So, it is about restoring that voice of spirit beyond any unconscious addictions that we may have, and whatever addictions mean to you, being addicted to shopping, being addicted to whatever. You know, I just love to have people open up to whatever their addictions are. Anything that would keep you from being authentic, anything that would keep you from being in integrity. And by the way, if you are not in integrity with who you are in any relationships, it's coming up for you. It came up in 2006. 2007, you absolutely may not be not out of integrity with who you are. That's the mask cutter. Cut away the old mask of who you thought you were because spirit is not allowing it anymore. And by the way, in relationships, sometimes when I tell people the contract is up, they just kind of go ballistic on me. Well, yeah, you know, before in the day of my parents and probably before, you know, you stayed in a relationship because you were supposed to. That's what spirit said. That's what the universe said, you know. The old patriarchy, you got married and you stayed married for 75 years, miserable many times. And now people are in relationships because they want to be in that relationship. And of course things are going to come up, you know, but you stay in the room. You complete whatever has to be completed. And if the contract is up, let it go. If it is to be, it'll come back. So let's say you and the spouse, or the spice, have an argument. That does not mean the contract is necessarily over. It just means that day there's something that is being completed and the contract is up about being out of integrity with in the relationship. And then you regroup and you come back together again and move to the next level. It's called ascension. You're ascending to a higher vibration in the relationship. Both of you coming back together again after having done your, you know, the process. I'm mad at that person, blah, 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 blah. And now the contract is over the old way and you've regrouped. If after several years that nothing really gets accomplished and you're both angry and you haven't done work together, maybe with an MFCC or whatever, or have not done your individual work, then many times it is complete. And the same thing with an unconscious routine. You just get in a routine and you get up at the same time, go to bed at the same time, you watch the same TV program. Well, 2007, your television may go out. If it does, take a look at that, whether it's time for you to be without a TV for maybe just a month. Just try it. I noticed that in Mount Shasta, there are many people who have consciously chosen not to watch television. They meditate. They get together in groups. They write. They read. You know, I one time asked someone, what do you do without television? As you see, I watch TV and kind of love some of these programs. Some of them I don't. But that could be an addiction. If I feel it's an addiction and I don't, then I might consider stopping watching television. I choose the programs that I watch. It's See, I come off of automatic in that. How about work situations? Are you in a job that is just so painful that you can hardly stand it? Is it time? I remember in teaching high school, I had done about as many creative things as I could think of in that 25 years of teaching German, Spanish, and English as a second language. And there was just, it was getting very repetitive. I loved the teaching, but I wanted something more stimulating, and so I asked Spirit, okay, I'm ready. Tell me, show me, show me, show me. Yeah, well, I wasn't ready for the answer that I got, which was a spiritual path. Teaching Tarot instead of Spanish and German and English, teaching meditation, teaching and helping people to start their businesses and breaking out of molds and all of that. It was about as far from what I thought I was going to be doing as could have been imagined. I had no idea that this is what I would be doing, much less on the radio and on television. So there you go. And I'm sure that all of you out there, whoever you are and wherever you are, right now you are looking at your life and saying, I wonder what's going to be next. And when we're being asked to change, it is in all ways. All, A-L-L-W-A-Y-S. Every single way is we're being asked to change. Yeah, it's complete transmutation, transformation. And many of the systems out there are in the process of changing already. Oh, kind of scary, isn't it? But then, you know, when people look at land masses being changed, I remember on one of the programs I broadcast, this lady called about the tsunamis. The tsunamis were coming to Maui. That's where I was during the holidays. And the main focus was, oh my gosh, all of the tsunamis are going to wipe out Maui and the whole Hawaiian Islands. And all we could say was, you know, if they come, they come. And if you are prepared, you know, you'll be in the most perfect place and it won't affect you. But she just, it was in such fear that she couldn't buy that whole concept. And there were three of us on the television program talking about this, and we just kind of shook our heads. We just didn't know what else to tell her because the fear was so great. Maybe when the tsunami comes, she would be in California with an earthquake. I don't know what to say there, you know? So our experiences, another thing in 2007, we're going to be experiencing many more miracles, the miracles of being in the most perfect place when a tsunami would come. My dear friend, Iris Jackson has a program right after me, and she talks about miracles happening and dreams do come true. And by the way, she is one of the few people I know that lives and walks and talks this. I'm glad that she has a program right after mine, and many times I will sit and listen to her program after I complete. And she's just a miracle worker. She creates money. She creates a life of abundance and prosperity, and she helps so many people that many times she's helped me when money was a real issue for me, and I just thank her so much, and I'm in such gratitude for Iris. The other thing is we are here to live in full participation. I had someone email me just the other day, and she said, you know, I'm participating in this group. This is my marketing group. And people, they do this and they do that. And so I'm just going to sit back, and if they don't call me, for my buddy doesn't call me, then I'm going to sit here and eat worms or whatever it was. You know, I call that, that's non-participation. Live life full out. If, you know, I assign them to work with in buddies and to call each other and support each other, I want to be the first one to call, to support the other person. I'm not going to wait until they call me. That would be victim stuff. So I'm living life full out. And I'm just here living life full out right here on the radio program, just sharing and if I speak correctly and it's understood by everyone, fine. But, you know, trying to, here's another thing, trying to understand, that's a mental, it's like mental gymnastics. If I don't understand what she's saying or what is being said, then I'm going to start judging it. Don't worry whether you understand. You'll understand what you understand. Wow, isn't this something? And if there are any upsets in your life, I'm just going right through this. If you would like me to email this to you, I would dearly love to do this. Someone had printed it out and gave it to me, but I'm going to ask her to email it to me, and I would love to email this on to you. You can email me at judith@mountshastamagic.com, because this program is called Mount Shasta Magic. So that's judith@mountshastamagic.com. That's M-T or M-O-U-N-T, Shasta, S-H-A-S-T-A, magic, M-A-G-I-C.com. judith@mountshastamagic.com. And I will email this out to you. It's by Michael Brown. I don't know who he is, but this was given to me, and it certainly sounds good. Okay, to continue. And by the way, you can go ahead and interrupt me. You can call at 877-876-5227. If you're on the Internet, you can see all of the numbers. Give me a call. I'd love to pull a tarot card for you and see what's going on with you. I did that last week, and we had two wonderful callers. I was actually talking about my marketing group, and both of them are quite eligible to join. Maybe you are. Maybe you have a business you'd like to have promoted out on the airwaves. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and continue. If you want to call in and have me do a tarot reading for you, that would be fabulous too. All right, so in summary, do not be hanging around people who are in limitation, who are in victim stuff, and if they have a belief system that is negativity, negativity, negativity with no possibilities, run like crazy. Run as fast as you can. Because we're about hanging around people who are forward moving. We aren't going to be hanging around people who are depressed, confused, pessimistic, cynical, or apocalyptic-minded individuals. The world's coming to an end. We are hanging around people who have the highest vision, or at least who are open to this. I mean, we all have down days. And we are not, if people are in physical discomfort, mental confusion, emotional imbalance, this 90-day daily vibrational practice is going to help you. Physical discomfort no more, mental confusion no more, emotional imbalance. This can be changed by this 90-day, whatever pattern, whatever you choose. I do tarot, and that puts me into a meditative state. You may want to do just pull cards. You know, they have many divination tools. Dr. Doreen Virtue has angel cards. You can pull those and read what's on there. So 2007, it is just fabulous. It's going to be the very best that it could possibly be. And you just keep on keeping on out there, and I'm sure it's going to be wonderful for you. But I do have to put the caveat that there may be some things that will come up that you've been hanging on to for dear life. If that is the case, then this 90-day practice will be such a wonderful thing for you. For those people who just tuned in, my name is Judith Conrad, and I am here to take calls for you. Sounds like we might have a call online. Do we have that call online?
Yes, we do.
And who am I speak with? Whom am I speaking?
Hi, Judith. This is Leilani.
Leilani. I have a granddaughter named Leilani.
Every once in a while, I listen to BBS radio, and I just got back from Mount Shasta, so I had to call in and talk to you.
Oh my gosh, Leilani, you were in Mount Shasta.
Yes, I was, and I loved it. If I had it my way, I'd move back there.
Well, it's kind of like the Hawaiian Islands. It's a good place to visit. And it, because when you live here, your stuff all comes up.
Yes.
So Leilani, where are you calling from?
Arizona.
From Arizona. What was the highlight of, and then I'll pull a card for you, what was the highlight of being in Mount Shasta and what brought you here?
Well, I teach classes, and one of the classes that I teach, I take the students
to the chambers of Mount Shasta. Could you speak just a little louder, Leilani?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay. Anyway, it was just, I was just in awe that I was actually, because one of my dreams was to be actually with Mount Shasta in the physical. And so I did hike up to the mountain and did a ceremony up there. And I said, okay, guys, I'm here. Let's do it.
I love it. Oh, that is so great.
Yes. And it was really interesting, too, because as I was driving in from Redding and I passed the threshold, my third eye started to really throb. And the whole time I was there, the mountain kept calling to me. So I finally was able to go up to the mountain, and it was quite an experience for me.
And so you just returned from the mountain, so you, it's very fresh in your mind and in your heart.
Oh, yes.
Well, how
very
can I,
much so.
How can I help you, Leilani? Any particular question you have that I can reaffirm?
Well, we'll just see what you come up with.
Very good. Okay, I have shuffled my cards. And by the way, the first reading that I gave was for everybody out there. This one's for you. And it's also symbolic and metaphorical for everyone else that's listening. Okay, you've given me permission to pull a card for you, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this one is blinking. And this one is the Three of Discs on the physical plane. The number three, body, mind, and spirit, everything is coming together for you to give it the works from this deep energy, because this, there's a pyramid on this, or it is, could be a symbolic, a form of our mountain, that you have gone inside of the mountain and connected with the spirit of the mountain that is now starting to generate so much energy. I have chills on this one. You are going to be coming back another three times very soon, and you will be again bringing back a group each time, and it's going to just really blast off a lot of energy from other people that are affiliated with people in your group. So you see, it's like the 100th monkey. Once one person you bring one group to the mountain, every one of those people are going to be influencing other people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And Leilani, yes. You have just begun to go through that this window into the mountain. Like I said, you'll be back three times in rapid succession probably, kind of like when I went to Machu Picchu. I went,
yes.
and the mountain told me you'll be back two more times in rapid succession, and I did, and then I had a 10-year hiatus. But you're going to be coming back at least three more times.
Yay, I could do that. You know, it's really interesting because I'm actually right there with the mountain at this very moment as you and I are speaking.
I know.
And I can actually feel the spirit of the mountain. And what I noticed when I came back to Arizona, I found myself there quite a bit in the etheric.
Yes. When I, exactly the same thing. When I'm in Machu Picchu, I'm connected up here to Mount Shasta. Now, do you live any place close to Sedona?
About 2 hour drive.
Phoenix? Are you in Phoenix?
Sedona is one more of those places where when I go up there, I mean, I can just really hear it calling to me.
Yeah. I went once and it said, thank you for sharing, but don't come back. It's not my place. Oh, well. What can I say?
Well, I truly thank you, Judith. I just had to speak with you and say hello and just to see what you came up with. I actually did write down all the cards that you shared with all of the listeners today and the energy behind them. So thank you for that.
You are so welcome. Well, I'm going to continue reading the tarot and anyone else who calls in. And when you come back next time, I would love to get together for tea.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
I will. Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Milani. Okay, that leaves the lines open at 877-876-5227. Any of you who are listening, these cards are definitely symbolic or metaphoric for you. Any of you who are want to connect with Mount Shasta, you can actually go on www.shastacam.com. It used to be in color, but now it's in black and white, I think, or some such thing. And you can see what our mountain looks like. You can see a picture of it, and you can actually ask to be taken to the center of the mountain with the Talosians, the advanced beings that are below Mount Shasta. I also experienced that in Machu Picchu. And who has joined us to now?
This is James.
Hi, James. And
how
where
you
are
doing?
You calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois, Harvard, Illinois. We're having some snow right now.
I would imagine you are.
I was out there with the snowblower earlier, and it's coming down again, so I'm going to have to go back out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's sometimes us here in Mount Shasta, living at the foot of this beautiful mountain. So, James, how can I help you?
Well, I've been out of work for quite some time now with a shoulder problem. I had surgery done and thinking I'd be going back to work as soon as it got fixed, and I got back to normal, and now the doctor's telling me that I should start looking for a new job. But I have a daughter with cystic fibrosis, and I kind of need the insurance. So, but it feels like something that's meant to be. I just don't know where to turn from here.
So what were you doing before?
I was a chemical operator making glue and other specialty chemicals.
Oh, was spirit operating for you? Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, let's pull a card for you.
Great.
Before I even pull a card, you know, which is it, your right shoulder or left shoulder?
It's my left shoulder.
Left shoulder, the feminine side, is to surrender and allow the universe to support you here. That had been the right shoulder, I'd say let's do some action. But do you meditate at all, James?
Yeah, I've been starting to a lot lately, and I've really noticed myself changing quite a bit. And I think what you're talking about as far as letting things happen, that's part of what I'm going through now is letting this all happen.
Right. And you heard me talk about the 90 days.
I think I missed the beginning of this show.
Okay, the 90, and I think it's going to be archived so you can go back in there, but I'll just summarize this for you before I pull a card. It's the next 90 days, take some kind of spiritual practice, whatever it is, morning and evening, it can be 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is.
Okay.
But you commit to it. That every single day that you're going to be doing this, that you're opening to listen to spirit, like Leilani was just mentioning about connecting to the spirit of Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be something that she would do for the next 90 days. And during that time, you start, I'm getting goose pimples again, that you would start, you know, being so connected to spirit, to God, or whoever you're
following. Yeah, I've really noticed that now lately, but I'm just concerned about how I'm going to take care of the family. You know, I'm able to accept all of this, but I don't know how I'm going to accept, you know, not being able to take care of the family.
Right. Okay, I pulled a card because I'm pretty much bottom line, you know, let's not get too etheric. right now, again, you're just being asked to trust.
Yeah.
And the Prince of Cups is mastery. This is a Scorpio card. What sign are you?
I'm Gemini.
You're Gemini. Okay, Gemini is the communication. Spirit had to get you out of this job because chemically it was poisoning you.
Yeah, I realize that.
Now, James, you are a fabulous communicator. And at the very deepest level, Scorpio, the Scorpio and the Gemini that has just come up.
Yeah, my sister's Scorpio.
Yeah, get into something where you communicate, sales or something where you're sharing or whatever that is. And yes, you are to get the insurance. That's very important for you, bottom line.
That what?
You bottom line is you must have that insurance.
Yeah,
No,
definitely.
I
mean, it's very expensive without it.
Yeah, I buy my own insurance because this is just who I am.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling it's very important that you're in a chariot. You're about ready to engage in some kind of a career that's going to just knock your socks off. It's going to be so exciting.
That's what I need.
Yes. And so I don't know how you are in sales, but, you know, I always thought, I don't want to be in sales.
I hear you.
But you know what? Life is about sales.
Well, I've been having a feeling about going to Sedona because I've been there once and I loved it. And I've been getting a feeling about selling real estate for some reason. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Real estate would be so good. You know, it's going up and down and it's going to, you know, have a major shift.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really feeling that you would see, I don't consider sales. I'm just providing, like when I do my coaching, I'm just providing a service, an opening to be of service to as many people as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And so am I selling? You betcha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always selling indirectly, come and participate in my services, but I don't consider it sales.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be something of a spiritual nature, mm-hmm. even though I'm in that kind of a thing right now, but
I can
serve people in that fashion, I guess.
Absolutely. I have some dear friends who are in spiritual, one's a psychic, or actually they're all psychic. they're in real estate and they're having so much fun because they get to use feng shui, they get to use their psychic ability, you know, matching this person with that piece of property.
Yeah, and it's a way of connecting to people you might not have had a chance to connect with, I guess.
Yeah, you'll be fabulous in this.
Sounds like fun.
And certain companies will provide, they will provide the insurance and some kind of a retirement plan.
Yeah.
So I want you to open up to that possibility. If there's anything I could do further off of the radio, you have my website, MountShastaMagic.com.
Excellent.
And I just thank you, James, for calling, and you can go out and shovel snow if you'd like.
With the good arm.
Your shoulder.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Judith.
All right, James.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you. Okay. Two wonderful people have called in. We're getting close to the end of the program. I'm just thrilled that I'm able to be of service here. Let me pull one more card and see which one wants to come. I just drag my pinky finger along and see which one wants to emerge. Okay, this card, as I'm closing this program, is the Four of Swords. That is mental truth. These four swords are coming together in the center of the card. And they're four layers deep. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. The lotus is opening on four levels. On the spiritual level, this is where we're all dealing with it right here, right now. And then it goes down to the mental. Then it goes down to the emotional. And then it finally gets to the physical, where James was finally moved to get out of that horrible situation that chemically was abusing his body. And so this is the quote that I love to use for this. It is to show up. Yeah, he showed up. His physical body finally got it. He's paying attention. He's telling the truth. Now, this is what I've been kind of pushing at all the way through here. To be in our integrity, to be in our truth of what works and what doesn't work. He's very clear. He needs insurance. For a child that has cystic fibrosis, you betcha. And also, what I'm getting with this 90-day program is to get the child involved in some kind of just sitting on the lap of the person doing the meditation. You think that person isn't going to get it? And the same thing, like going to the headwaters here in Mount Shasta. I'm sure that Leilani had a chance to get to the water because when you drink of that water, and put that water in with another gallon of water, it changes the energy of all of the water. So if you have one kernel of rice that has been blessed, and by the way, who says you can't bless that kernel of rice? And you put it in a pound of rice, that whole pound of rice gets blessed. And then you pass that on. In other words, this is the same with your gifts and your talents. You, by you helping one other person, that other person helps 10 other people, and look at how it spreads out to the universe. And that's why I love being on the radio, because that's what Spirit is asking me to do. However that can happen, and Spirit says, I'm going to support you financially. I don't care how you, whatever you want to say. So if I would say, I don't have any money, Spirit would just say, would override me and download this program. You have all the money you could ever want. And I am for the higher vibrational programming that as much as I possibly can. So I'll be back next week at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Any people out there who would like to have a further reading, give me a call, or 530-926-0462. Again, that's 530-926-0462. I'm going to close. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are and what you do makes a difference.